Good morning and welcome to round 10 of 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath. Gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. The contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious as we take the next few deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the breath of life. Breath that invigorates, that rejuvenates, that enlivens. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And breathe in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly exhale. Bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. That hub that works unceasingly without us being consciously aware of it. Inhale. Hold. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and cognizant that we are intentionally taking the next 9 to 10 minutes to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us, as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 110 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. The Beloved says to all who will hear, come. Walk with me. Let us give birth to a new earth. For the Spirit is the one who makes all things new and ever awaits our yes to the dance. Those who offer themselves freely without reserve are guided through life's rough path. Light beckons to light. Divine dignity adorns all in holy array. The promise holds true forever to all generations. As companions of the Most High, come, claim your home in the universal heart. You, O divine breath, dwell within our hearts with unconditional love. You assuage our fears. You call us to holiness, to justice and integrity, to free those bound by oppression, to bring light where ignorance and darkness dwell. Come, drink from the streams of living water. Come, feast on the bread of life. Divine Beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, as we consciously come into communion with you at this moment, to feast on the bread of life. Our teacher said that I am the way, and he also said, I am the bread of life. So let us feast on the awareness of our Christ consciousness that is right where we are. Let us feast on the awareness that the spirit of the eternal, everlasting, ever-present God is right where we are. Let us feast on the understanding, the acceptance, and the belief that we are made in your image and likeness. That image and likeness is health, wholeness, and perfect right expression. Let us feast on the acceptance of our oneness with you, our oneness with each other, our oneness with all of creation. Divine Beloved Mother, Father God, as we feast on this bread of life for which we will hunger no more, let us step boldly, fearlessly into this new day with the awareness and understanding that we are yours, that we are sons and daughters of the Most High and the Innermost God, that there is nowhere where you are not, you who are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that which is, was, and yet to come, the Lord God Almighty. As we consciously come into communion with you this morning, we open up our hearts to express our gratitude for your unconditional, unstinting, unchanging love in our lives. That even if we separate ourselves from you, we can never be separate from your presence. We only do so in our consciousness. There is nowhere where you are not. Yours is the spirit that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. And so as we feast on this wonderful, unchanging truth, that all that God is, we are, that we are the drop in the ocean and the ocean is in the drop. As we feast on the unending, unchanging, unconditional love that you have for us, let our souls be satisfied, renewed and replenished in this awareness, in this belief, in this acceptance. Divine Beloved, Mother, Father, God, there is so much happening across our world at this time. Things that are occurring because of the pandemic, things that were occurring well before the pandemic. You know every situation, every condition, every need. Whilst I have not words to speak to it all, I know that you already know. And so, Mother, Father, God, as we surrender all the situations, conditions that are happening, for all sentient beings, we leave them at the altar of love, opening our hearts and minds to be the ruling vehicles to do whatever needs to be done to make this world a place that works for all. For our leaders, we continuously hold them in this circle of prayer, that they will truly govern with integrity and dignity and concern for the people, that power, corruption, greed, that these be put aside. Oh, beloved Mother, Father, God, as we come in and refresh ourselves in this communion with you this morning, we know that our individual needs, everyone here on this phone, and those that will listen later, we know that our individual needs have already been met. For you said before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. So we accept these words as truth. We stand on these promises knowing that your words will never end or fail. And we are grateful. And so it is. and so it is, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our call of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.